Productivity advice told me to wake up at 5 a.m., ice my face, sprint into a HIIT workout, and check 100 to-do list boxes before noon. And I believed in it. I believed in that cycle. And I lived it for a very long time. But my body, she is not on a 24-hour clock. She ebbs, she flows. Today, we are rewriting what productivity means as a feminine woman. So you can show up in the state that you want to, in that state with clarity, with consistency, with softness, but still reaching your goals, still showing up with your goals without burning out. Welcome or welcome back to The Creation of Her, where we close the gap between your current self and your highest self. If self-growth, glow-ups, and grounded routines are your vibe, make sure to subscribe so you can hear more from me every single week. I'll wait. Did you do it? Okay, let's get started. Okay, so I don't know about you, but when the whole soft life trend was a thing on the internet, I mean, it still kind of is, but there was a point in time where it was like real loud. I naturally gave into it, especially being in like the self-improvement niche. I was like, okay, this makes sense, but online, there's just so much noise and so many misconceptions that it can be really easy to be misguided. And a lot of people do not know what they're talking about. As a content creator, I say this all the time, but I know that especially if you're focusing on a very specific niche like soft life, you have to constantly come up with content ideas. So sometimes you're just saying things to say things, and that can steer people the wrong way. Point is, I was implementing all of this soft life stuff, but I did not feel aligned nor like myself. Sure, I definitely learned some useful tools to, you know, calm myself, to regulate my nervous system. Maybe, dare I say, I even got a bit girlier. But above all, I felt like I couldn't stay consistent or take big action like I felt called to do. In my own journey, I had to learn what soft life, quote unquote, really was, and what feminine energy was and actually felt like. Not that performative pink everything type of crap. I'm talking about real, grounded, powerful feminine energy. I have always loved productivity since I was young. Like, I can even remember since like my first year of high school, even eighth grade, I was just being super productive. But along the way, just feeling how I felt, feeling burnt out constantly, feeling like it was never enough, and then getting into all the soft life stuff, I developed this notion that being productive meant being masculine. It meant structure, it meant discipline, it meant control. And then when the soft life movement came around, I swung the total other way. Gentle mornings, slow days, but no actual momentum and consistency. But anyways, what I've learned is that feminine productivity isn't about doing less. It's about doing it softer if that feels good, and most of all, doing it smarter. Being soft does not mean that you lack drive, okay? It doesn't mean that you lack ambition. It doesn't mean that you're throwing your big goals away. It means that you are moving with intention as opposed to tension. You remove the friction from your life, you stop forcing things. And something you have to know is that every single woman holds masculine and feminine energy in them. We all have the yin and the yang. I always talk about dualities in this world. I've mentioned it in a lot of my videos and a lot of my episodes, but I tend to talk about like light and darkness. However, another duality that I strongly believe in is our masculine and our feminine energy, and every man and woman has both. There's toxic masculinity, toxic femininity, there's healthy masculine, healthy feminine, but we have both of them. And basically, to make it long story short, masculine energy is doing and feminine energy is being. So the masculine energy in you gets things done, but the feminine decides how it's done. And using your masculine energy is not necessarily a bad thing. In fact, it's useful in some instances. But as a woman who wants to live in her feminine energy, you would probably benefit more, have more creative ideas, and be more aligned with your life if you're leaning more towards that feminine energy and using your masculine energy sparingly and where it counts. When I have a new business idea, I like to tap into my masculine energy and I will have an entire action plan. And then I will bring that action plan into my feminine daily life to carry it out and reach my goals so I can live this amazing, fun, feminine, fruitful life. But anyways, guys, take out your notebooks, take out your notes app, take out a post-it note, whatever you have around, because by the end, you will be able to build a workflow and have all the tips that you need so that your daily life, your workflow, and all of that feels good and actually gets done, right? Because that's our end goal. All right, devotion over discipline. Discipline, just the word for a lot of people, can feel like force. But devotion, on the other hand, and your words are very important, devotion can kind of feel like a chosen love. It's something that you're choosing. It's the energy of like I'm showing up because I care. I'm showing up because I'm devoted to this, not because I'm punishing myself or someone told me to. Discipline says I have to, whereas devotion says I get to. I want you to make that shift in your brain from discipline to devotion if the word discipline or the act of it just feels too heavy for you. Because how amazing is it and how soft does it feel, but still aligned to be devoted to something, whatever that is for you. Once you make that shift, here's what these swaps can look like in your brain or just in the language that you use with yourself every day. Instead of like the whole discipline hustle mindset being like, oh, no excuses, just get up and do it. You can try no self-betrayal. I'm not betraying myself. This is what I'm devoted to. This is what I'm passionate about. So instead of saying no excuses, you say no self-betrayal. Thank you. I love myself too much. And if your energy is low on your low energy days, you are not completely throwing away whatever your devotion thing is. When energy is low, you don't quit. You just pivot. Or for example, instead of saying, I need to post 3 times a day, you can say, I am devoted to sharing 1 meaningful message a day. That not only feels better and will probably get you to do the thing, but it'll probably get you a lot more success, especially if you're in like content creation or something. Because think about it. If you're on the whole discipline mindset, and I've been in this whole race, if you're like, I need to post 3 times a day, you're just going to do whatever to post 3 times a day. Versus when you're actually intentional about something, you're devoted, you can show up and show and share something that's actually meaningful and actually touch people, because you're coming from a different energy and people feel that. You guys know I love to put things that kind of don't make sense, ambiguous topics or feelings or experiences, and put it all together in a way that makes sense and leave you with something like actionable steps to do. Because I mean, I've been in self-improvement for so long and I've watched countless videos, and it'll be like a 30-minute video and I leave and I'm like, okay, but like, what do I do? Therefore, I'm going to share with you 6 of my favorite soft productivity habits or practices, if you will, that I implement in my life and that keep me productive while staying in my feminine. I've been implementing all of these for a while and I can tell you firsthand that they work. Do not be that person that listens to a video. I know you want to be productive and I know you want to be feminine at the same time. So don't be that person that listens to a video where I literally tell you what to do, what to implement, and you leave and you do nothing. Get your main takeaways and start implementing them today. All right, let's get into it. Number 1 is energy matching. Stop organizing your day by time and organize it by energy. When you feel creative, film or write or whatever your creative practice is. When you feel reflective, plan or journal. When you're social, record or network. Obviously, I'm saying this in the lens of a content creator, but you can, you know, practice this in the lens of your life, because you're actually going to get more done. And now I've talked about time blocking, and it is something I use on a lot of days where it makes sense. However, I've also studied my energy, and I know when I tend to be more creative, when I tend to have more physical energy for like the gym, when I tend to want to rest and wind down and reflect. So I will time my days around that. But if for whatever reason in my skill learning block, I really feel like I want to film this video, you think I'm gonna like be all rigid? No, like I'm gonna probably have my best video at that point in time. So learn to be in tune with your energy and match it. And then along the way, you're gonna kind of understand when you feel like different energies throughout the day, because it's sometimes, you know, we have patterns, and then you can use that to your advantage. Stop forcing evening workouts if you feel more hyped up in the morning. You're actually gonna get more done in less time when you stop working against your natural rhythms. The feminine is intuitive. She has fun and she can tap into her body. And don't get me wrong, if that's a new concept for you, it will take time, but you can do it because it's already in you. It's like an innate thing that we have. Number 2 is rituals over routines. I obviously use the word morning routine and night routine because it's just like a universal concept, but I see them and I use them more as rituals. Routines are kind of like rigid, whereas rituals are more rhythmic and more feminine. And you should have your feminine rituals that genuinely ground you and make you feel good and make you just back into your body, back into your energy throughout the day. So instead of checking a bunch of boxes in the morning, instead have rituals that feel good and ground your energy and regulate your nervous system. Because the more your nervous system is regulated, the more you're going to be able to take aligned action throughout the day and not go haywire and be just really stressed and then go into functional freeze. As a woman, our nervous system is everything. And if we're chronically dysregulated, not only does that affect our productivity, affect our quality of life, but it leads to sickness later on. So you want to make sure you have simple rituals that ground you and that keep you regulated. So in the morning, that morning ritual might look like grounding breath and intention, which basically in real actionable steps could look like a 5 or 10 minute meditation and then journaling. Midday, you need a break. You're not a robot. On the days that I go to the office with my friend, we go on like a walk in nature or have like a cute grounding like lunch, and we're like completely disconnected, and that literally regulates us so well, and we can go back and into the office and keep being productive and getting whatever done. Or if I'm at home, I will set a timer every 1 to 2 hours and I will have an intentional break. No phones, because I will just drain your brain more. I will turn everything off, get up, I will shake my body. It's called somatic shaking. I definitely invite you to try it. It kind of just gets you back into your body, shakes off any stagnant energy, or you can also stretch instead. And then I will literally sit. Sometimes I just lay flat on the floor, close my eyes or look up at the ceiling, and I will just check in with my body. Those are my midday rituals. I definitely invite you to try it. But if you have something that you know works for you or you want to experiment, go for it, because it's so important. Your break cannot be you scrolling on your phone. It's gonna drain you more. It's gonna increase your cortisol, and it is going to affect your productivity. And at night, have reflection and or gratitude. My favorite thing to do once I wind down, I make my tea, I have my journal by my bed, and I write down either whatever I want. If I want to talk about my feelings, my day, you know, like let it out. But I will always ask myself, what worked today and what didn't? And how am I going to keep implementing what worked or pivot and change what didn't work so that my days can be more successful? Number 3 is reducing decision drain. Your feminine energy is going to thrive off of clarity and calm, not chaos. Because you need the space to be in your divine feminine, to have fun, to enjoy, to be soft and relax whenever you want. So if you have your productive hours on top of all of this decision fatigue, you're not going to have time for the rest and the fun and the creation and all of that. So the solution is to simplify your life. Pre-plan your meals, pre-plan your outfits, pre-plan your content days or your work blocks. You need to ask yourself, what is draining your decision fatigue? If it drains you to figure out 3 times a day what you're going to eat, start meal planning. Make time for it. Make an appointment with yourself. Another thing you can do to create decision fatigue is to create aim days. I've been doing this for a very long time. I love it because it makes my life fun, because I'm not doing the same thing every day, and I can look forward to the different things I have on Monday, on Tuesday, on Wednesday. But create themes. Like, for example, I'll tell you, on Monday I script and I film my podcast, and then on Tuesday I have admin days, on Wednesdays I do my celebrity routines but I also rest, etc., etc. So instead of doing like a bunch of little things every day, like a bunch of little admin Monday through Friday, I have like 2 admin days, so I'm not constantly code switching, because that's also an energy drainer. And that's just another way to reduce decision fatigue and also make your life more fun. The idea is to make one decision that is going to remove 10 decisions later on. For example, if one day of the week you plan out your meals for the week, you're making one decision that's removing 21 decisions. Do you know how much time and mental energy you're saving? And the reason why this is probably my favorite tip is because this is where discipline can start to feel feminine. Let me explain. When you do things like meal prepping, planning your outfits, planning out your whole week, it might look like very structured and all of that, but this is actually where discipline and consistency can feel the most feminine instead of masculine, because the decisions are already made for you. And that's because you're already being led by your past self. Think about it like in a relationship, right? The masculine leads the feminine. Nothing feels better than going on a date. Everything is planned, everything's intentional, and you can just sit back and enjoy everything because everything was already done for you. You can actually feel like that in your daily life. Let's say, for example, on Sundays, you concentrate just a few hours of your masculine energy. You plan your week, you plan your meals, maybe you meal prep, and you plan your outfits or whatever the case. These are like the main daily decisions, right? So that way, throughout the whole week, you are reducing all of the decisions you have to make, which is more masculine, and you can just sit back, relax, have your energy flow, do your creative stuff, because all of the repeating decisions are already done for you. Does that make sense? Like, just being led by your past self just puts you more in your feminine energy. You can just sit back and relax because things are already done and taken care of. Your goal as a feminine woman who's being productive is not to do more. It's to be able to make fewer choices with more intention. The 4th soft practice is the one gentle promise. Every morning, you can ask yourself, I mean, I can frame this in a bajillion ways for you, but you can ask yourself, what's one thing that my future self will thank me for today? I sometimes say, what is my North Star today? Or I honestly just say, what is my number one priority? And I make sure that priority is like highly linked to my goals, and I commit to that. Not 10 goals. I mean, if I get 10 things done because I'm having a high energy day, cool, but that's not the goal every day. I just have at least one priority a day. Now, if you watch my videos, you'll know I consistently talk about having 3 priorities a day. That that is like my baseline. And you know, we can all get three things done a day, but at minimum, especially on lower energy days, I will only have one priority. And if I set three priorities, that first one is like the most important. And it is like genuinely like, this is the thing I'm committing to first. It needs to get done. It's going to move the needle the most. When you switch from that mindset of the super long to-do list to actually just focusing on the 1, 2, 3 things that matter, you're going to be more productive. You're going to see more success because you're getting rid of all of that fluff that literally just drains you. And you're actually moving the needle in a way that feels fun and chill and not like super overwhelming. I don't know about you, but when I have way too much on my plate and I know 70% of it is fluff, but everything feels so important in the moment, I will go into decision paralysis or just to-do list paralysis where there's just so much that I do nothing. This is how you build consistency without all of that added pressure and added unnecessary massive energy that is not yours to hold the majority of the time. Number 5 is embodied work. Feminine energy is felt. It's fun. It's playful. It's being. It's creative. It's intuitive. That whole energy of being and being playful and kind of like romanticizing your life, you can bring that energy into multiple areas of your life. Start one area at a time, okay? And hear me when I say this. Start one area at a time. How can you romanticize your work life? Whether it's if you work at home, like setting candles. I have a whole like treadmill desk setup that I'm obsessed with. I have my vision board right in front of me. Sometimes I play music. I play YouTube in the back. It's a vibe. Then how can you romanticize your gym life? I almost only wear matching sets. I do my hair. Sometimes I do my makeup. I put on perfume and I love feeling cute for the gym. I have my cute little water bottle, my cute gym bag with all my cute girly little products. Then how can you romanticize your night routine than your morning routine? Have more fun every day in the things that you're already doing every day while still reaching your goals and living in alignment with your purpose. And this will entice you to do more of what you're already doing. You think I'm going to skip the gym when I know that I can like literally get ready right now, feel all cute, put on a set, go hang out with my friends at the gym? No, I'm not going to skip it because now something that may look masculine, like, oh, lifting weights and the gym, has now become something fun, playful, and feminine. Bring your senses into the process so your work or your goals or your actions or your habits or whatever you're doing feels sacred and not stressful. And lastly, number 6 is grace-based accountability. Productivity does not mean perfection. It is about being consistent. It is about staying loyal to yourself, even on the off days. It's about just showing up as best as you can, working with your energy while doing that. When you miss something, when you don't get something done, this is not your invitation to spiral. Instead, you self-soothe, you reflect, and you ask why it didn't work. And if you consistently don't show up or don't meet yourself somewhere or in this one thing that you want to do or get done, I promise you, it does not mean that you're broken. It means that your system is broken. You need to give yourself grace and remind yourself constantly. I tell myself this all the time. I go, okay, Mia, you're not broken. The system was broken. So let's fix the system, not change the goal. Reflect, realign, and restart, girl. Now, just some extra tips because I'm feeling extra nice today. Some little quick productivity habits that will still keep you in your feminine energy. Or these are more so like hacks, but the first one is one of my favorites and it's Mel Robbins' 5-second rule. I definitely recommend you search it up and learn it for yourself because I do not want to like make this whole video about that. But basically, when you want to start a task, as soon as you think about it, you just go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 and get into it. Or you can let your brain think and let all of that logical nonsense take over. I know I just said logical and nonsense in the same sentence. I'm very aware of that, but hear me out. The idea of this hack is to put your heart before your brain. When you get an idea, when you're like, I should do this, or oh, I should like take this picture and post it, or I should like make this email template, you start it and you give yourself 5 seconds. Or let's say it's a task on your to-do list, you're like, oh, I don't know how to start that, whatever. You just figure out the first step and give yourself 5 seconds to do it. You count down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That 5 seconds that your brain could take over and your logical mind can come in and be like, well, you're not good enough for that, or you're not worthy of that, or it's never gonna work out anyways, or no one's gonna read that. You're surpassing that little 5 seconds for your brain to come and take over. But honestly, Mel Robbins explains that 100 times better than I do. So definitely go search that up and you can use that to your advantage. Another one is the lazy girl rule. In my opinion, having a brother who is very successful, but who grew up and who still is extremely lazy, I live by this. I'm not a lazy person, but I know that lazy but ambitious people are like probably like the best in the species because they ask themselves this question, right? They have an objective, they have a thing they want, and they ask themselves, what's the easiest way to get this done? And you know what? They're probably going to get it done, get the same results, but in a non-stressful way. So when you have a task and you don't know like what to do, ask yourself like, what's the easiest way to get this done? For example, if you're really struggling with your nutrition, we'll just bring it back to that since it's like the topic of this video. Let's say you have a recurring grocery delivery, or you can follow someone else's meal prep online instead of thinking and conjuring up everything else for yourself. And lastly, cycle syncing. If you're into that, definitely go watch my video on cycle syncing. It's done really well. It's helped plenty of women. I'll link that down below, but I teach you how to move with your cycle if you are a menstruating woman, because in each of the four phases of our cycle, we have different needs. And it's important that you're living on a cyclical monthly cycle instead of a 24-hour cycle like a masculine would. You can be productive and stay in your feminine energy. I'm living proof. And it's a process. It's a journey. When you feel like you're too much in your masculine, you will have the tools to get back into your feminine. I believe in you. And you guys, my Aligned and Alive course is finally out. It is the course that I poured my heart into. It took me months of, well, I guess years of my own journey, but then months of ideation, of scripting, of filming, of getting the team, of everything. Like, I'm so proud of it. It actually came out today as I'm filming this. So today has just been amazing. But it's the course where I teach you step by step how to find your purpose and how to live in alignment with your purpose through your routines, through your habits, through your actions every single day, so that you can finally wake up feeling purposeful, feeling fulfilled, and being obsessed with your everyday life. It's self-paced, it's on school, it's subscription-based, and it is probably everything you're going to need to finally start feeling like you're alive. The link is in the show notes or the description. I believe in this so much. So if that feels like something you're called to do, then it's here, it's waiting for you. And I'm so excited to be guiding you through this journey. If this episode helped you and you think it might help someone else, definitely give this a like and feel free to share. Obviously, make sure to follow or subscribe so you can hear more from me and stay on the positive side of the internet. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye.